Healthcare, jobs, housing along with mental health and addictions were the focus of Green Party leader Mike Schreiner, who revealed the Ontario Greens' plan for the North in North Bay this morning alongside local candidates Sean McLaughlin, Nipissing, and Chris Rivard, Timiskaming, Cochrane. I am truly inspired by the hard work of Mike Schreiner and all the work he has been doing at Queen's Park all by himself. I want nothing more than to join him. Mike, I got your back, stated Sean McLaughlin, Nipissing's Green Party candidate in his introduction speech. Schreiner says there is great hope and opportunity for the North in his party's new climate economy. Today I am so proud to put forward the Ontario Greens plan for Northern Ontario, said Schreiner. From mining and forestry in particular, the North has the resources Ontario needs to be a global leader in the new climate economy. We need a government that will ensure equitable partnerships with Indigenous communities to develop the mines and metals to power electric vehicles. We need to remove the barriers to high-value-added timber buildings to take advantage and maximize the value of forestry in Northern Ontario. Schreiner noted that Northerners need access to high-quality healthcare, like more virtual tools to access care along with more healthcare professionals and more access to primary healthcare providers in the North. Local candidate. Together we will make homelessness and the addiction crisis a thing of the past and our first and foremost priority. I will vote to repeal Bill 124 and we will fight for better access to affordable, accessible and comprehensive mental health care under OHIP. Said Sean McLaughlin, local candidate, I am truly inspired by the hard work of Mike Schreiner and all the work he has been doing at Queen's Park all by himself. I want nothing more than to join him. Mike, I got your back. Schreiner says there is great hope and opportunity for the North in the new climate economy. Today I am so proud to put forward the Ontario Greens plan for Northern Ontario, said Schreiner. From mining and forestry in particular, the North has the resources Ontario needs to be a global leader in the new climate economy. We need a government that will ensure equitable partnerships with Indigenous communities to develop the mines and metals to power electric vehicles. We need to remove the barriers to high-value-added timber buildings to take advantage and maximize the value of forestry in Northern Ontario. Schreiner noted that Northerners need access to high-quality healthcare, like more virtual tools to access care along with more healthcare professionals and more access to primary healthcare providers in the North. Schreiner also promised to invest in the creation of 14,000 Indigenous-led affordable homes in Northern Ontario communities. We know the housing affordability and the homeless crisis disproportionately affects Indigenous peoples, said Schreiner. That's why the Ontario Green Housing Plan has made a commitment to building 22,000 Indigenous-led housing spaces across Ontario, with a commitment of 14,000 of those spaces being in northern communities. He also plans to implement the Ontario Greens Addiction Strategy to address the drug poisoning crisis that has disproportionately affected northern communities. During his speech outside a green-friendly garden off Lakeshore Drive in North Bay, Schreiner touched on improving funding for French language access and protecting Ontario's natural heritage by providing $1 billion in funding to First Nations communities to support Indigenous protected and conserved areas and Indigenous-led climate solutions. He's hoping more Green candidates will join him in Queen's Park. I just want to thank Ontario Green Party candidates across Northern Ontario and across the province who are working hard to listen to the people of their community, to talk about the issues, and the kind of Ontario that they want, because I know Greens are ready to lead. So throughout the rest of this campaign we are going to talk about how we are going to build a caring society, connected communities, and how we can be a global leader in the new climate economy.